Tell Me Where It Hurts. Written by Hitsugi Tsirkus. Narration by Oriana. Clear's sharp hiss broke the calm quiet in the kitchen, followed by the clatter of the knife falling onto the cutting board. Although no blood was dribbling out from the cut on his finger, it still hurt. Clear? Are you all right? Alba raised his head from the screens he had opened up. The junk shop was closed for the day, Haga-san instead thinking they should catch up on their accounting before they started up on a rather large shipment next week. While Tai was in her room, Alba decided to keep Clear company in the kitchen as he prepared lunch. With a wave of his uninjured hand, Clear said,
I'm fine. Thank you, Alba-san. I just cut myself on accident when I was cutting the apples.
Although it was better to be truthful, there was always the chance that Alba would be worried either way. And of course, Alba was putting on that wide-eyed look as he got up from his table and rushed over.
You cut yourself? Where?
Hold on, I'll get the first aid kit.
Alba-san, that's not necessary.
Alba had already went off to retrieve the kit from the cabinet. When Alba started getting out the bandages, Clear held out his cut finger.
Really, Alba-san, I'm fine, see? I'm not bleeding.
The skin over his finger was sliced open a bit, and would have easily drawn blood from a human. As it was, though, Clear's restoration system rushed to the spot, and in seconds, the cut started visibly repairing itself. Alba watched with wide eyes, still in the middle of tearing open a band-aid.
That doesn't hurt?
Clear shook his head.
No, repairing is quite painless. Although being cut still hurts.
He chuckled a bit, growing slightly uncomfortable from Alba's intense stare. It was the first time he was witnessing Clear heal himself, so it might be strange.
I see. Alba looked relieved. That's pretty neat.
Clear offered out his finger, chewing on his bottom lip self-consciously. Taking the hint, Alba smiled and wrapped the band-aid over the healed cut. Warmth spread from his hand, all the way up Clear's arm from the tender action. He grinned.
You made it good as new.
Here, I'll help with that. Alba pushed aside the first aid kit and grabbed an apple along with a fallen knife. You can get started on the tea. Any protests Clear would usually have were quelled from still admiring the band-aid on his finger, and he nodded, getting out the kettle. When he hurt himself around his grandfather, he'd never received first aid. The two of them had known of Clear's regenerative ability, and so unless it was something big, Clear would never do anything once he was hurt. He could always heal himself. Humans were the same, weren't they? He gave a glance to Alba, who was concentrating more than necessary over cutting through the apple core.
Alba-san?
Hmm?
When you asked me if it hurt when I was restoring myself, was it because it's painful for humans to heal?
The knife finally sliced through the core and Alba beamed in victory before getting to Clear's question.
Well, sometimes it does.
For cuts like that, it hurts for a few moments. But with the help of medicine and such, it hurts less. Even humans can heal themselves with little things. After that, it's just scars.
You mean like the ones I have?
Clear brushed his fingers over the right side of his face. Alba had told him the patches of his new skin weren't too noticeable. But every time Clear looked in the mirror, they were undoubtedly there. If scars made him more human, though, then Clear didn't terribly hate them. Alba nodded, continuing to cut up slices.
Yeah, like that. Even that took a long time to heal, since the damage was so much.
For a brief moment, Alba's hands stopped moving, but then once more the crisp sound of the apple being cut sounded in the kitchen.
Does Alba-san have scars like this too?
Clear's voice was quiet, attentively looking over his boyfriend.
Huh? What do you mean?
Alba considered.
I mean, I guess I have some bumps here and there from the roughhousing I used to do, but...
Clear shook his head.
No, not like that. That is, sometimes I notice, Alba-san, that you're still in pain.
At Alba's questioning look, Clear looked down, wringing his apron a bit.
Alba-san, when you think about the time we were apart, it still hurts you, doesn't it? When I think back to it too, seeing how happy you were when we were together again, and I think about what it did to you, it feels like it hurts too.
Offering a small smile, Alba bumped him with his hip. That's normal. That kind of thing needs healing too. But that doesn't mean I'm not happy right now. As if to prove his point, he kissed Clear at the corner of his lips. Clear reciprocated the affection with a smile of his own.
But, Alba-san, where does it hurt you? Maybe it's because I can heal myself now, but I'm not sure where it hurts. I feel it here,
he patted over his chest.
But by the time I look, there isn't a cut anymore. So, Alba-san, please tell me where it hurts you.
Alba's expression softened, his eyes looking just the least bit sad.
Clear.
He put a hand on his own chest, right over his heart.
That's a different kind of pain.
Since we... Clear was happy to not be excluded as an android. Feel things both physically and emotionally. Then we can also feel pain on those levels. When our emotions hurt us, we feel it in our heart. And sometimes, those take longer to heal than physical cuts. We can't see them, so we can't treat them regularly.
But Alba-san is healing.
Alba nodded.
Everything gets better with time, if you let it.
His cheeks tinted pink as he looked away, busying his hands on the apple again.
What makes it easier for me is you being here.
If someone helps you, then the healing can go faster. So, right now, you're healing me, Clear. Alba-san.
Clear did indeed feel something inside himself, right in his chest. It wasn't painful like when he saw Alba sad. No, at Alba's words, the feeling in his heart was big and warm. He reached out for the first aid kit and fished around inside it.
Huh? Clear, what are you doing?
Clear tore open a band-aid and reached under the hem of Alba's shirt.
Whoa! Hey, what are you...
Alba stopped struggling when Clear placed the band-aid right over Alba's heart. Clear could feel its hard pounding right under the surface of Alba's delicate skin. Surely if a knife came down on it, it would easily tear open and reach that precious treasure inside that was still trying to heal itself. From now on, though, Clear was going to do his best to keep healing Alba, just like Alba had always done for him. Hands still over Alba's chest, Clear looked into Alba's face inquisitively.
Is that where it hurt?
The pink in Alba's cheeks changed into a darker shade, but his gaze remained solely onto Clear's. Alba let out a breath, smiling softly as he reached up to ruffle Clear's hair.
Yeah. Thank you, Clear.